Yes, thank you very much, Nick Healy. I really appreciate that. My name's Tim Brunero. You are listening to ABC Radio, of course. I'm here with Fran Mathey. G'day, Fran.
Hello, everybody from beautiful Sydney Harbour.
Fran, you are a professional audio describer. This is the 10th year we have done an audio description of the Sydney Harbour New Year's Eve fireworks. We do it for the City of Sydney and, of course, for the ABC.
We're getting to know our fireworks, aren't we?
Well, after 10 years, we're sort of experts and everybody thought about that. Hey, Fran, quickly tell us what you do in your day job, because it'll clue people in to what you're about to do in 20 minutes' time.
Yeah, well, it's not fireworks every day for me, unfortunately. I save them up for one night of the year. Most days of the week, it's film and TV, describing the
action. So you watch a film.
I do.
And then you work out the bits of the scenes where you can talk.
That's right.
To the audience when they're not talking to each other, the characters, I mean, and you describe what's going on in the scene, the blocking and the action, if they're pashing, if they're hugging.
All of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Even the little details. Everything that's important to the plot in whatever time I get between when people are talking or making important sound effects.
Yes. And they might be shaking hands, they might be walking through the ward of a hospital, they might be doing all manner of things. And what about like a car chase or something? You have to describe the...
Yeah, I mean, the sound effects do a lot of that for me, but car chases are good fun because I often have to look up what kinds of cars we're talking about. They can be very important to some viewers and I'm not particularly good on my cars, so there's a bit of research involved in a car chase or a sports game.
And just to give people a sense of the breadth of your talent, you did an audio description of a Mr. Squiggle exhibition in Canberra.
Yeah, I've done some museum exhibitions this year. They've been wonderful to work on because I get a bit more time to work with each exhibit. And, yeah, in the case of Mr. Squiggle for the National Museum, he's one of my all-time Australian heroes. So to be able to work with some of the props from that long-running TV show, the amazing genius Norman Hetherington behind all the puppets. Yeah, it's wonderful to work on that.
Okay, so you don't just do TV, you don't just do movies, you don't just do live stuff. You also do fireworks, which is what you're about
fireworks,
to do now.
Bit of photography.
We've done it for 10 years. We're having a great time. In fact, we've actually got a fan base. People.
We'll make the T-shirt.
I don't know if my ego
soon.
Can handle this, quite frankly. But yes, we've got a fan base. We've got people who do listen to us pretty often. And we've had a bit of a yak to them, or you've had a bit of a yak to them in the lead up. You and I have had a chat to some of our big fans and long-time listeners to this audio description for people who are blind or vision impaired or who for some reason aren't able to watch the live broadcast. They might be camping. They might be driving. We had a yak to one of our biggest fan, probably our biggest fan.
I'd like to think so.
She's got a long memory, and let's have a quick listen to what Coral had to say.
I'm Coral, and I live in 5 Doctor Sydney, and I'll be enjoying the fireworks via Fran's descriptions. In the evening, I'll probably have a nice meal of some sort that I'll probably end up cooking myself. Might be a roast. Many years ago, I used to go into the city. John's dad also was blind and he used to go and sell leis and whistles and all kinds of sparkly things that he could buy at auction, and we would take him in. I remember one year we were even down at Circular Quay. Of course, in those days, employment was different for blind people and he used to make his money that way, selling whatever he could. I always stay up till midnight and listen to the fireworks, and quite often I find something that makes a loud noise after it's all over and I go out in the street and yell out, "Happy New Year!" And all the cars go by and probably think I'm crazy, but that's what I do.
There you go. That's Coral. So if you live in 5 Dock and you hear someone banging a pan...
Keep an ear out for Coral.
Or if you're driving through 5 Dock and you see someone making noise, blowing a bugle or something, then you know that's Coral. That was interesting what you had to say there about people who are vision impaired in yesteryear.
Her father-in-law.
Yeah, there might not have been the same setup in terms of looking after those people. And so he was, had his own business, self-employed, and he was like buying up stuff in bulk and then selling it on New Year's Eve to revelers because people want a whistle or they want a neon hat or they want a pair of glasses that says 2026 or...
I don't think that's changed so much, but they're probably all mass-produced.
That's right.
Not so much items bought.
That's interesting though, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to another one of our fans.
Sure.
This is Dan, and he's in Albury.
Hi, it's Dan. I'm from Albury and I will be celebrating New Year's Eve this year with my guide dog Quinlan. We are attending Drag Bingo in Albury and looking forward to some fun and frivolity with some drag queens in Albury Wodonga. Quinlan and I will be dressing up in our bright colours to show our support for inclusion, and we were lucky enough to be attendees at this year's Mardi Gras amongst theme Free to Be, so Quinlan will be able to bring out his rainbow bandana from Mardi Gras this year, which will be lovely to be out in rainbow on New Year's Eve.
Thanks, Dan and Quinlan. It's good to know we're not the only place with lit up in rainbow colour tonight in Sydney Harbour.
Good on you, Dan. Love that. All right, let's go to the west of...
Central West.
Central West of New South Wales. Yes, I should say Central West. I used to work there at Orange. I should be able to describe it a bit better than that. let's go to Bathurst.
Let's go to
Bathurst. Very historic town, beautifully laid out, lovely grid to Bathurst.
Yes.
And hear from Edwina, another one of our big fans of the audio description.
Hi there, this is Edwina. I'm in Bathurst, New South Wales. I will be spending my New Year's Eve pretty quietly at home. I'm legally blind. I've been learning Braille for about 3 months now. My daily practice on New Year's Eve will be brailing out my objectives for 2026. And then a little later on, I will have a drink with my husband. It will be gin and blood orange to bring some colour. And will be accompanied by my 18-year-old orange cat, who will be having his ears blocked at 9 o'clock when we have some fireworks here in Bathurst. I won't be attending the fireworks. It's not really my thing. Most of my life, theatre, film, fireworks were not accessible, so I just never really developed a connection or a taste for those things. But if I'm awake, I will be listening in to Fran's lovely description of the fireworks. And New Year's morning, I will be getting up and going to my local pool and swimming some laps with my husband, which is a bit of a New Year's Day tradition in this household.
I hope that's what you're going to be doing, Fran, doing some laps tomorrow.
I'll be inspired. I hope you're still with us too, Edwina, to listen to the midnight broadcast. There might be a bit of blood orange in there in the sky in the fireworks palette.
Well, we have been told Fortunato Foti, who runs the fireworks has kind of given us a sneak peek, and we're definitely going to see some blood orange, I'd say.
I reckon, yeah.
That's the tip. You're listening to ABC Radio. My name's Tim Brunero. I'm here with Fran Mathey. Now, she's a professional audio describer, and at midnight she's going to describe the fireworks to you. We've been doing this for 10 years now for the City of Sydney and for the ABC, and we've developed a bit of a following. People kind of appreciate what we do. Well, I've certainly got an opinion, and we rang up a few people a couple of hours ago and said, can you tell us what you're up to and what you like about the audio description. We spoke to a heap of people. This is Erica. She's a fan of musical theatre.
Big time.
I'm Erica, and I'm doing the same thing I do every New Year's Eve and spending it with family and friends. The thing I'm most looking forward to in 2026 is seeing more musical theatre. I'm looking forward to Anastasia the musical and seeing as many productions of Come From Away from community theatres as possible to continue my record of seeing the show as many times as I can. Professionally, I've seen it 21 times, and I'm looking forward to adding a lot more community theatre productions to that record.
When she says professionally, she means professional productions.
She's seen a professional staging of Come From Away 21 times around the country.
You were telling me Come From Away is a musical about that airport where all the planes were diverted to during
9/11. It's not a musical I've ever had a chance to describe, but I think it would be...
And the villages at that obscure airport had to go and...
Yeah.
Canada?
I think it was Alaska.
Alaska. Oh, Alaska. Okay, well, that's pretty
Erica
far
would
flying.
Be able to tell us. She would know it inside
should have asked
out.
Erica. Let's quickly talk to Sally. She listens to the broadcast too. She's been out and about today, that's for sure.
Hi, this is Sally from the Central Coast of New South Wales. To bring the colour this New Year's Eve, I'm going to be running 31Ks for the 31st of December with a couple of friends of mine before an early night so that I can be up early to volunteer at my local park run tomorrow morning.
She's amazing, isn't she?
Big shout out to all the park runners on the Central Coast for New Year's Day morning.
You're from the Central Coast, aren't you?
Nice to get some representation.
Oh, I saw you on ABC News 24. That's how I know. And they had you out the front of ABC Central Coast.
Gosford, yes.
You were great on TV, by the way.
Putting the Central Coast
very,
on the map.
Very good on TV. Hey, just finally, we might head down to Melbourne. Of course, we're going coast to coast.
Yeah, we don't want to leave them out. They feel a bit left out after our amazing fireworks in
Sydney.
Yeah,
of course they do. Yeah, I mean, it's just the harbour. It's just, I mean, it's the sexiest city in the world, isn't it, Sydney? I'm sorry, Melbourne.
We love you, Melbourne listeners.
This is Scott.
G'day, my name's Scott Nixon and I'm from Melbourne. How I bring colour to my New Year's is pretty simple. I stay with friends. I go and visit my best mate who lives down in Geelong and stay with her lovely family. And we've got friends who come through with young kids as well. And this year is going to be even more colourful because my best friend has recently reattached with her father's side of the family. So we're going to have four kids between the ages of 4 and 10 upstairs running around, having fun, eating too much sugar and hopefully falling asleep before midnight, while all us grown-ups are going to be downstairs having a couple of drinks and just a fun time, lots of laughs, lots of deep conversations, I'm sure, seeing out what was, you know, a horrendous year for some of us and hopefully bringing in something even better. So I just want to wish everyone out there a very, very happy new year and let's all hope that 2026 really rocks.
There you go. That's Scott in Melbourne. He'll be heading to Geelong tonight. In fact, he'll be there now to hang out with friends and family. All right, let's talk about what's going to happen here at Sydney Harbour. By the way, you're listening to the live audio description of the Sydney New Year's Eve fireworks on ABC Radio. My name's Tim Brunner. I'm here with
Fran Matthey,
who's a professional audio describer. There's a million people packed in around the harbour. Great place to be. I used to do it when I was a kid and head down there. 425 million people around the world watching it. We're one of the first countries to celebrate New Year's Eve and we just get beamed around the world. Great ad for Australia, the lifestyle superpower of the world.
It's putting on a good show weather-wise tonight too. It's nice and tranquil. There's little ripples on the water.
Not too hot.
Not too hot, not too cold, not too much wind. We haven't had too much smoke hanging around from the 9 p.m. fireworks, so there should be good visibility. Lots of colour already from Luna Park, from the lights on the Harbour Bridge, from the pylon projections. It's all already happening before the fireworks even begin.
You're dead right. How does it all work, I hear you ask? All right, let's just set it up for you. So the fireworks come from all different places.
Yeah.
We've got fireworks on either side of the Sydney Harbour Bridge, the iconic Sydney Harbour Bridge, which is a bit of a coat hanger shape with two pylons at either end. Those pontoons do a lot of the work, heavy lifting, sending up the fireworks. Then on either side...
Yeah, so the pontoons are either side of the bridge in the water underneath, but further out from that we've got barges, three on each side, heading all the way over to Clark Island on one side and all the way up to Cockatoo Island on the other, so that people all up and down the harbour can see a fairly similar display. What's launched from one barge is launched from all.
That's right. And if you know the harbour well, Goat Island, which is to the west of the bridge, there's a barge on either side of that, and then Fort Denison or Pinchgut, which is on the eastern side, there's a barge on either side of that little island. All right, the bridge itself... The fireworks go off the top of the bridge, sometimes giving you a bit of a mohawk sort of effect.
Absolutely.
They go sideways off the bridge, both sides.
Off the girders, so the vertical bars.
The vertical girders, yes, quite correct. And they also drop from the road deck.
Yes.
And you get that famous, what in years past has been called the golden shower, usually at the very end.
The cascade,
the cascade
waterfall.
That just comes right down off the bridge and into the water, and it's really an amazing effect. The bridge itself is shaped like a coat hanger, and it has two arches.
Yep, the upper cord, the lower cord.
Yep, and then they make up the top of the coat hanger, where the shoulders of your jacket or your shirt go, and then there's a road deck at the bottom, like a flat, long line at the bottom. The Opera House sales will also send off fireworks.
Yeah.
Heaps of CBD buildings.
Yeah,
including
lots of rooftops.
Yeah, the Overseas Passenger Terminal, Barangaroo Tower there at Barangaroo, Centre Point, they all get a go. This year, for the first time, Glebe Island Bridge is also going to get in on the act.
I think that was in on it last year too. We can't see it from where we are, but that gives Western Sydney a bit of a look in on the action as well.
So what you're going to do, before I move on to the lights... and the drones and some of the other stuff, you're going to quickly tell us how you're going to describe the fireworks. You're going to describe how you're going to describe them.
Yeah, so I have a bit of a glossary so that when I'm describing the fireworks as they burst, there's not a lot of time. So here's some little shorthand for how I'll be describing the main effects. There's a real botanical theme to the design of the fireworks this year. So rather than going with pom-poms and spiders for the big ball-shaped spherical effects that are so common in fireworks displays all around the world, we're going to go with dandelions, like the dandelion seed heads, the thistle down that forms those beautiful big spheres of little starry pieces or orbs. So that's the main effect. And sometimes they have a core inside them. So a dandelion with a core. Their name is actually a diadem, the official term for the spherical effects that have either a different coloured core or a different effect in the core, like a crackle or a star. And we might see a lot of those tonight.
The dandelion is very common. So that sort of like all these little spiky little bits of light in a circle, in a sphere, with coming, you know, that are exploding outwards and moving outwards.
There are spidery versions of those where they've got big long stars that shoot out and they can drip down in tendrils, which make them into more of a willow. So I'm going to call those willows. That's a brocade effect, but we'll call it a willow for tonight. And then when those big drooping canopies have a shooting star that leads up to them, like the trunk or the stem, they become palm trees, or I'll call them palm groves if they're occurring in clusters. So there's some botanical terms for you tonight. There's always a few marine kind of terms we can throw in when you get the fish effects, the little zooming, they're clusters of zooming stars that shoot off in different directions like a crazy school of
fish.
Sometimes
they look like fireflies, don't they?
Firefly swarms.
Like all going off in chaotic directions.
Absolutely, or little dragons. There's also jellyfish, what I like to call jellyfish, because there's these bright blobs like a smack of jellyfish in the sky and they glitter and they slowly drip down. And then it's not a marine term or a botanical term, but Roman candles, which is the formal term for what launches off the barges and often off the top of the harbour bridge, is really the best term to go with for those, I think.
They're kind of like a solid blast, like a flamethrower.
Well, it's a fan, so it's fanning fingers.
Going back and forth.
Like a hand. If it goes back and forth, that's a rolling Roman candle, like those sprinklers, garden sprinklers on a wave setting. And they often have little tips that detach, so like the flames on candles or fingernails flying off the top of fingers. So we see a lot of those from the barges on the harbour. Like I said, they're also off the top, the upper cord of the harbour bridge, and they can fan up and down like blinking eyelashes, or sometimes they go very slowly, sometimes they roll back and forth. It's a wonderful effect.
I love it when you talk lights because they do add a whole new dimension. There's three kinds of lights. There is a cord of light that outlines the upper arch of the bridge.
Yeah.
And there's also one on the road deck. So it makes it look a bit like a big eye.
They're currently glowing blue, so it's a great big blue eye.
It can do different colours. Sometimes it's a solid cord. Sometimes it sort of twinkles. Sometimes it breaks into sections. And it looks a bit like sort of dashes and dots on Morse code. There's also lots of different coloured lights all over the bridge that are sort of pointing directly out. What direction's that? Sideways?
Yeah.
And then there's a number of groupings of searchlights, which you were just referring to, that are at the very top of the bridge, on the top arch, and that they can sweep up and down, so it looks a bit like eyelashes on the bridge's eye going up and down. Sometimes they go up and down in different times, and sometimes they scissor around like a bit of an egg beater. Let's talk drones quickly because we're getting very close. We're almost a minute and a half away.
Oh, yeah.
There are drones being flown around. They will be launching fireworks. The fireworks will go for about 12 minutes. Sometimes the colours will seem to travel up and down the harbour. That's very much intended. There's going to be lots of colours inspired by Sydney. Purples of the jacarandas we've had in the last couple of months. Hydrangeas. The red of the Waratah and Grevillea or a bottle brush. The yellow of the wattle. And they will correspond to the colours of the fireworks. They'll also be some corresponding with the pylon projections and what you're actually seeing.
Speaking of pylon projections, Tim, we've got the countdown happening on the pylon projections.
The pylon projections are going to start with lichens and ferns and mosses.
Understory,
and they're going to move up to the much bigger,
the big trees, the palms,
and
the
angophoras. That's going to be reflected in the fireworks as well. And then finally, we're going to have the blooms and lots of flowers. We've seen so much good stuff already. We've seen At 11 o'clock, there was that movie.
We had the moment of silence. Everyone lit up their phones around the harbour. We had a menorah on the pylons. We had a beautiful, peaceful white moment. It was very.
It was really nice,
tranquil.
Actually. I actually thought it was really nice. It was really
so
well
that was
done.
A moment of unity and solidarity.
After the terrible things that happened, just a couple of weeks ago in Bondi.
We had a blue moment for the charity partner tonight, Beyond Blue, when the whole bridge was lit up blue. We're getting to our 10.
Oh, we are at 10. There's 9. There's 8. There's 7. There's 6. 5.
You can hear
4,
some early rogue
3,
fireworks going
2,
off.
1.
So
here we go.
The drones are starting us off with some fireworks being fired from the air, and now the bridge is joining in with huge rays, long fingers of Roman candles with fizzy tips and big glittering brocades, big willows in the sky sending their glitter down in showers over the harbour. We've got green and red Roman candles from the bridge with green orbs flying off the tips, and even on the bridge approaches we've got tall red rays of Roman candles. We've got a big arc of beautiful golden dandelion heads above the bridge. And now an amazing kind of scattering of long rays coming off. Oh, it's already
the
it's already
reds,
over
the cyans. That's right. There's the
green lights going
along those cords I was talking about on the arch and the road deck.
Yeah, the botanicals are coming in now. We've got red waratahs in the sky and green along the bridge. We've got starry centres to some big green dandelions exploding in clusters from the barges, and they've already turned into yellow colours with white stars in the middle. The bridge is flashing green and gold, very Aussie colours there. It's like the wattle blooming all across the bridge. And those dandelions have become blue now with starry centres getting bigger and bigger, huge starbursts from above the barges. And now they're raining down in glittery willow trees, and there's some crackling red paws in the centre of those.
The searchlights are incredible. They are waving around back and forth
cutting
off the top
the
of
smoke.
The beach, three of them that are easily competing with the huge fireworks. Now they're going up and down one by one, going down to the water of the harbour and going right up into the sky. And the music is fantastic.
The girders
usually
of the
I would be dancing to this kind of electro. I love electro and
feel free to dance for many years. We've got the girders of the bridge just lobbed some little orbs sideways out over the water. There's some hot pink ones following up those, while there's a big arch of hot pink orbs above the bridge, just recreating that shape of the bridge in the sky. They're back again, but now they're green and they're kind of snaking through the sky, so they leave these snaking trails of smoke behind them. Up above the barges now, tall gold Roman candle fingers that explode at their tips into massive hot pink dandelion heads. We've got some splices now, some hemispheres, half and half colours.
It's like a dandelion, but half is one colour and
half
is another. Half
is white. There's even some quadrants of colour above
the
barges.
That's right. It's almost like if you cut like an orange and an apple and cut them in half and then put them together.
Yes, or times that by more, four different fruits
whipped
together.
Yeah, four like a peach and a plum and a quarter of each.
Gone back to gold now, big glittery gold showers of, and the bridge just fired up a huge glow of light because the arms that fired from the road deck were so tall and bright. They're doing it again, so tall Roman finger arms crisscrossing into the sky and little blue orbs detaching from the tips.
There's a couple of bats getting out of the way. Did you see that?
Get out of the way, flying foxes. It's now time for the fireworks. We've got some beautiful, almost lattices in the sky. The arms of the big spidery fireworks are crisscrossing. Wonky neon spiders, my nieces and nephews decided to call them earlier tonight. We've got horse tails dripping down through the sky now, which are big, long trailing strands, bunches of golden strands with glittering tips, like a little sting in the tail. They're so bright when they crackle out towards the end. They create this huge light in the sky.
Absolutely love this dance track. This has been created specifically for this by
John Omar is our composer for tonight.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, I should be dancing. I bet Clover's dancing to this. She loves a dance.
We could work some Clovers into the flower descriptions tonight. We're back to our dandelion heads, but they have this crackle that goes through them where it changes colour as it travels through the orbs of the dandelion. So they start one colour and they kind of morph into another colour that travels across. And then within those are these really, really bright, glowing, spidery shapes that just, they weave out through the middle of the orbs in the dandelion head. We've got some splices again, red on one side and blue on the other. The searchlights on top of the bridge are fanning out like those big eyelashes we spoke about. They're slowly batting up and down, and it's on top of this big blue eye of the bridge that's slowly turning red. Red and blue in the dandelions again, and these zooming fish, red fish, zooming out in all directions, leaving little snaky trails of smoke in the air, and colourful orbs being thrown up in a spout from the barges like a candy fountain. And so we've got action close to the water from the barges, we've got action high in the sky from big starry palm canopies, really. They're not quite palm trees because we don't have the stalks. We've got those big searchlight eyelashes batting from the top of the bridge, little red lights twinkling all across it in the form of dots. It's a bit like Braille. The bridge is telling us something.
I love
in
it
red
when
lights.
The dandelions explode and then there's a mini explosion, glittery explosion in the middle.
Within it, yeah. They're built into it so that it just keeps on giving. Now we've got all colours of dandelions exploding layer upon layer, climbing higher and higher in the sky with these little glittery aftershocks, little reports that come in after. And big branches of gold now with blue tips coming up off the barges. I think we're into our palm grove territory now because we've got lingering trunks, which are the Roman candles that are coming up from the barges to meet those big gold canopies overhead.
The searchlights are going up and down like a batting eyelid, like you were saying.
It looks almost like they're blue because of the way they're lighting up the smoke. We've got a change of pace now. We've got some beautiful blue horsetails dripping down through the sky, which is mirrored in a kind of aquamarine blue outlining the bridge, and lots of twinkly lights up and down the girders.
I used to have a car that was that colour, Toyota Crown. It was great. I love that car.
It's very aqua. While we've got more of a royal blue dripping down through the sky, that's become red. And then we've got these green glows of, it's almost like the smacks of jellyfish. I think we're getting some jellyfish in the sky now. Multicoloured rainbow arms firing up in Roman candles from the barges, and a really, really bright neon green glow from those jellyfish smacks above. The bridge has gone a little bit quiet and the focus
the bridge,
is on the sky.
Yeah, there's a bit of a lull. Lots of reds, very Waratari, very bottle brushy.
And almost campfirey because there's such a red glow now to the lower horsetails or the glowing, dripping elements of the fireworks, while the paler ones above are almost like clouds of smoke or misty flares above them in the sky. They're building now upon each other. So we've got red building on red. Oh, we've got
lots
some amazing
off the
Roman
bridge,
rolling,
the top of the bridge,
rolling
yeah.
Roman candles from the top of the bridge, also in red, but now in
stuff,
green.
And ones coming vertically,
horizontally off the girders,
off
shooting
the girders,
out both sides.
Off either side of the bridge, right?
Yes, orbs either side. And now some very smoky, very bright white flares firing up from the upper court of the bridge.
Oh, the Opera House as well, Fran. Look here, look
in.
Here.
Oh, glittery
you
fringe.
You've got to look around. You've got to turn around. You're going to have a sore neck after this.
There's a glittery mohawk on the Opera House sails. All kinds of colours of lighting on the bridge now, and more of those orbs being lobbed horizontally from the girders. We've got amazing blue lights racing up and down the harbour bridge now on all the cords, upper and lower, on the road deck. Big willow trees firing up from the barges. They're very white hot.
Yeah, that
almost
really
gold.
Traditional golden colour.
It's very elegant.
And the bridge has got lights rolling across it, which is really quite almost strobey.
Yes, strobing
quite
lights.
A lot.
And it's a yellow, very yellow and gold colour palette now. And now it's kind of a rose gold in the exploding palm trees.
Yeah, that's right. It's a rose gold. You did right.
We've gone from elegant, reflective into a bit more disco again now. Racing green lights zipping back and forth around the harbour bridge. We've got big amber-coloured dandelions exploding from the barges.
Oh, there is some bottle brush on the pylons now.
Definitely. Brush heads coming out made of light from the girders. Huge arcs of pink, hot pink dandelions overhead above the, making the same shape as the harbour bridge, but far above it in the sky.
I absolutely love this music, Fran. It's like being in an underground rave in 1991. Unbelievable.
Definitely above ground. It's all happening in the sky. The Opera House sails are firing beautiful big mohawks. There's incredible colours in the sky from all the dandelion heads, some of them with crackling red cores, some of them with little, like, paparazzi flashes of cameras going off in the midst of the fireworks and also across the bridge. They've got, rolling Roman candles from the top of the Opera House sails, just slicing back and forth. Huge tall birthday candles off the top of the harbour bridge.
Wow, you can really see it's going right down past Goat Island, right deep into the harbour and then right up towards the heads.
Lighting up the whole harbour. We've got a beautiful combination of blue and gold in the dandelion heads now.
Oh, now, here we go. What's going on?
Oh, we've got a variation of the cascade. So instead of falling from the road deck, this is raining down from the lower
from
cord
the lower arch,
of the
yeah.
arch. So it's raining down
in section,
through the
girders. So it almost looks
girders.
Like teeth.
It's teeth. Yeah. It is teeth. Huge it's teeth. Big, glowing, golden teeth in the braces of the Harbour
Whoa,
Bridge.
Whoa, that's going to drip down on the deck. I hope it doesn't burn the surface of the road.
There's no last train zipping across.
My Juco would get ripped to shreds.
It's actually a really amazing effect because it's dripping between the girders in kind of segments rather than
that solid waterfall. Of course, that's the bit in the middle. Sorry, I'm so stupid. It's the girders that stop it. But usually we'd see that from the
lower deck, from the road deck
going down to the water.
Running down to the water. And it's not the only thing happening. The cascade normally takes centre stage, but we've still got big dandelions exploding from the barges. We've got rolling Roman candles spouting back and forth.
Wow, we've never seen that before.
From the top
that
of the
is
bridge.
Genuinely new.
I think that's got to be new. The rolling Roman candles above it are white hot, but they've got blue and yellow orbs in the tail, so that's what lingers on after
they're
gone.
Oh, and now the top cord, the top arch, the cord of light is rolling through different colours. So
racing with multicoloured lights. That those teeth of gold that were raining down have finished now, and there's really, really tall, snaking Roman candles firing back and forth from the upper quarter.
And all
of the
these
bridge.
Diagonal shots going off the girders that link the road deck and the lower arch and going out sideways and sideways across like a lattice form.
Yes,
45 degrees crossing each other.
They're making a lattice by lobbing those orbs at crisscrossing angles
That's
to each
new.
Other.
I don't think I've seen that before either, Fran.
It's a wonderful effect. And the Roman candles firing off the top of the bridge have this amazing crackly fizz that lingers on after the arms have reached up. So it makes the whole bridge just glitter and crackle like a great big birthday cake covered in sparklers. There's massive sparklers above the bridge, above the barges. There's more crisscrossing orbs being lobbed from the road deck as well as from the girders coming
more
out across the harbour.
More fireworks shooting out horizontally from the bridge in either direction
on
in
both
reds,
sides.
In greens.
And creating a great big bridge of smoke above the bridge. There's been so many fireworks from the bridge that there's this big wad of smoke
this
hanging in the air above it.
This music is just fantastic, Fran. I feel like I'm in a warehouse in Alexandria that someone's broken into and just set up a rave in. It's fantastic.
On
it's really taking
scale.
Me back. Yeah.
More racing lights across the Harbour Bridge now. We've got green and gold across the bottom. We've got racing yellow lights across the top. Beautiful sparklers firing up very high into the air from the upper quarter of the bridge again, and massive, massive dandelions from the barges just building one upon the other. A huge glow of light as the bridge erupts in white-hot fireworks and spinning egg beater searchlights going off too.
All up and down the harbour now, right out to Clark Island off Point Piper and that sort of Rose Bay area.
It's going out in a big flare of light, and now just smoke drifting with a last few twinkles in amongst it. Beautiful. What a big finale.
Well, listen, Fran, Happy New Year.
Happy New
Year
to you too.
It is a whole new year now. It's like the 1st of January.
It absolutely is.
We're getting penalty rates now. Did you know that?
We're already 12 minutes into the new year. How did that happen?
Rates. It's fantastic. So glad we negotiated hard last time. We got some good penalty rates on a public holiday. We're going to get a whole 15 minutes of it.
And just in case we didn't know the year, the pylons are telling us Happy New Year 2026. Happy New Year to all our listeners, wherever you may be in the world. We hope you enjoyed that audio-described version of the amazing Sydney fireworks tonight. There were definitely some new things in there, even for people who've been doing it for 10 years. There were some things we haven't encountered before. So the famous cascade, no longer from the road deck.
Into the water, now going from the bottom arch down onto the road deck.
Onto the road deck.
Well, amazing effect. It did look like gigantic teeth.
Yeah.
I always think of the bridge as an eye, but it was kind of like a mouth in that moment,
wasn't
it? An
eye with teeth. That sounds like something from a horror movie.
An eye with teeth.
I don't think that was the effect they were going for.
But how would that work?
Somehow it turned out that way. And we've got the lights back up on Luna Park, which are just glowing in the residual smoke there from the fireworks display. And there's still a lot of hubbub around the waterfront because that was such an exciting moment for the world.
It's, of course, fantastic to be celebrating the 10th year of this audio description with you, Fran Matthew. By the way, my name's Tim Brunero. I'm here with Fran Matthew, who's a professional audio describer. For 10 years, we've been doing this audio description of the fireworks, and it's been fantastic to do it on behalf of the ABC and, of course, the City of Sydney. Clover Moore and her team, our Lord Mayor here in Sydney, always been very supportive of this initiative, and it's fantastic to have the chance to To do this each year for people so that everyone can have a crack at it. I mean, a million people go and sit and watch it live.
Yeah.
This just means that more and more people can at least get a taste.
Yeah, and we've got over 500,000 people in Australia who are blind or low vision, so this just invites everybody to the party. There's more to describe every year. I feel like if they keep making this display bigger and better, we're going to need bigger vocabularies. We're going to need more troops to cover everything. I don't think we even got to the pylons tonight, and there was plenty of beautiful things happening on the pylons as well. Lots of flowers blooming, lots of trees growing up. We had red gums, we had palm trees. At the same time as they were happening in the fireworks, they were kind of happening on the pylons.
That's right. The colours were shared, the inspiration was shared. Well, Nick Healy is standing by. He's ready to get back into nightlife. Thank you so much, Nick, for giving us a small slice of your show so that we could bring a live audio description of the New Year's Eve fireworks here in Sydney Harbour.
Happy New Year.